Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
On the Edge. Real talk about real issues.
Call come through in the pecan jack. Why they crack have to hit so hard, even though it's almost over? Why people can't get no jobs? Why they come up with the witness protection? Why they let the Terminator win the election? Come on, pay attention. Why sell in the stores what you could sell in the streets? Why say the hottest shit but be selling the least? Why? Let a white man pop her to get an Oscar. Why Denzel have to be crooked before he took it? Why they didn't make the CL6 with a clutch? And if you don't smoke, then why the hell you reaching for my Dutch? Why rap? Cause I need airtime. Why be on the curb with a wild lie? I need a bear sign. Why all the young brothers is dying? Cause they moms at work, they pops is gone, they living with iron. Why they ain't give us a cure for AIDS? Why my diesel have fiends in the spot on the floor for days? Why you screaming like it's a slug? It's only the hawk. Why my buzz in LA ain't like it is in New York? Why they forcing you to be hard? Why ain't you a thug by choice? Why the whole world love my voice? Why I try to tell them that it's the flow, son? And you know why they made the new 20s? Cause I got all my old ones. That's why.
All that I've been giving is the pain that I've been living. They got me in the system. Why they gotta do me like that? Try to make it my way, but got sent on up the highway. Why? Oh, why? Gotta do me like that?
Why? Oh, why? Oh, 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 oh.
Welcome back to the On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. What a powerful, powerful, powerful song. I don't know why anybody would want to stop the freedom of expression that way. He wasn't invoking violence. He wasn't talking against anyone. He was speaking what he feels about things that are going on right here and right now, about things that took place back then. And you know what, Jadakiss and Anthony Hamilton, which are very, very talented themselves, big up to you for that one. Okay, before I get started, I got a couple of people I want to make a shout out to. LaShonda Mosley, you out there? Listen, thank you very much for everything that you've been doing. My homie, Mo Sports Mouth, my sports group out there. Okay, Casey, I know you hearing me on my side. Tony. Everyone, I want all of you to know that this journey and this success of this show is all on you as well. Always having each other's back and always giving topics and keeping out there with your eyes open. And of course, to my team, Rodney Williams, DJ Dumbrecker, Monster Mouth, Lady Nieves, Lady Diamond, Elaine Nieves, sorry about that. And everybody that's out there, Barry Dixon, Jive Music, all of you out there, thank you for contributing to this. Okay. Above and all of that, let me thank God for getting us to where we are. Without Him, nothing's possible. With Him, everything is possible. And I want to begin by saying that we are now at 2,200 listeners, okay? Just that quickly. So people are out there listening. They're sticking it out with us through all the new glitches from a new studio starting. And you're coming back. So obviously what we're saying is reaching you somehow. Do understand, I'm not trying to promote any bad things, I'm not trying to incite any riots. This is a clean show just to talk about things out there, and hopefully we can make a difference. We want to make sure that everybody has a chance to say what they feel, whether they're a politician or have a connection to a politician, whether they're shy or whether they have a mouth. Either way, we need to get these issues out. We're not too sure what we can do about it, but at least we're in the fight to make a difference. That is the goal of the show, and to entertain you with our substance and to give you a little balance and some buffers between what you see nonstop on the news and in the newspapers, on the internet. You know, we're hoping that our funds sports segments and our music segments and all the other little things that we do to buffer the best stuff is making the show something that you guys want to spend your evenings with. Okay. Tonight's topic. Okay. America then, America now, the blame game. We have heard enough of people saying that Obama is the problem. We have heard the other half stating that the Bushes are the problem. Okay, we're all going to have our say-so and what we feel. So here's my question. Obama just got here in 08, okay? And the Bushes have been running the country since, wow, 90? Exactly how is Obama supposed to come into office fixing a 10-year problem, 12-year problem that was building, not attended to, not really addressed, ignored and diverted to other things? And he's a brand new president. He's like the snake coming in to clean up the mess and don't know where things go. So how is it that this thing is getting more flack than a generation of Bushes that ran this country, passing down the buck through their family line? And poor Obama comes in here and he's supposed to be expected to clean up a 12-year mess in 4 years plus what the current problems are? That's the question all of you that are out there pointing them fingers and screaming should say. Now, we're forgetting that Bill Clinton left the surplus going in before the Bush's even said. Then again, to be fair, the national debt was kind of rapidly rising under Clinton's reign. But in going out, he did leave us in good shape. So from what I've seen as a voter and as a resident of this wonderful country, the Bushes have spent more time trying to prep their tools for war than really caring about the inside problems of our nation. My other question is, how are we supposed to thrive? How are we supposed to thrive and flourish and regenerate as a country and restore and rebuild if they keep outsourcing all of our in-country jobs to China, to India, to Japan? How is it that American businesses are getting more problems to get started or more of their resources blocked? Meanwhile, we're getting defective parts and things to that effect from an outside country, and all of them are getting paid because they're cheaper? How are we supposed to be able to flourish and be able to make money to pay taxes when we're getting taxed on something that we can't replenish in our own backyard? I'm not too sure if I'm going to worry about whether or not we can go defend foreign soil. We can't even look at the problems in our own country. And Mayor Bloomberg, sorry, you sweeping away the homeless so that no people can't see them doesn't mean that where you put them made the problem go away. So what's under the rug doesn't necessarily mean that the problem's been cleaned up. It's a real sad situation to see this blame game going on. And while everybody's pointing fingers, oh, Bob did it. No, Bush did it first. Yeah, but you have it now. Bush did it first. Where is the time in that? This company is rapidly going under, underneath all of that. If everybody spent less time caring about things that make no darn sense in the event of a bullet, such as race, for example, such as party, the partisan that the person is in, if everybody worried more about how they're going to save their rich luxuries and worry more about giving up a little bit so that, you know, the country can give back, maybe all of the problems that we're having right now wouldn't be such a mess. And everybody talking about the president being to blame, honestly, Congress has the power to make the choice to spend. while everybody's pointing at Obama, they forget that the Bushes and Republicans ran the House of Representatives for 22 months. So where was the improvement there? Where was the solution there? I know that in any job that you go to, in any transfer of power, in any new person succeeding you in a position, the person going out is just as responsible to leave a clean, in orderly exit as the person coming in is to take it over. Okay? We can use that example and apply it to something as simple as, you know, a manager of a Wendy's. When the morning manager is about to take to relinquish the shift over to the night person, they have to make sure that the line is set up, that all the food is in place, that they're supplied, that the drawers have been counted and gives us new manager. That way the manager of the next shift can be responsible and accountable for what happens on their shift. Why doesn't the same apply to the transferring of presidency? Why is it the president coming in is not being given a fresh bag to start with? Even though they are coming in with a continuous situation, why is it that Obama is being held accountable in the 8 years he's been there when there was a 12-year problem coming in? Everybody said so much more, being more upset with the fact that not only did he break history by being the first African American, but he came in twice. And as much as anybody tries to cover this up, this is called on the edge for a reason. That's been the problem. The thing that they have coming up with to try to make Obama have some sordid past or something that people need to be on alert for because he seems too clean cut coming in. Not one of those things that they have tried to put out there has been anything that affects the way he runs the country. Not one. Now let's get back to the problem at hand. Why is the national deficit the problem, and who's to blame? If anybody out there has any opinions on this, please give a call in. The number here is 347-327-9967. And one of my listeners just pointed out on a Facebook chat that this goes back to Reagan, and it absolutely does. So it seems to me like if anybody is going to start doing some partisan thing here, Republicans, you got a lot of explaining. You know, like Reagan Carter said, you got a lot of explaining to do. When I get back, I'm going to have my panel members come in. The panel is going to be in on this. We normally would have a Lady Don segment on today, but we're going to bypass that because it's important. So she actually wants to put her time and her input into the movie review thing. And this is a versatile show, so we can flex it up as we fit for what's more important. Okay? So I would like for everybody to give me a little bit of time. I'm going to take a little break. I would like for all of you to take a listen to the artists striving. It's an uplifting form because Lord knows we're doing that every day and we need prayer to keep this moving. Okay? So I'll be back in about 6 minutes, okay? Thank you.
Yeah. A little song we got called Striving.
Yeah.
You gotta keep moving. No matter what the obstacle, no matter what the test, you gotta push through it. He'll help you.
Every day of the week, when I see that his angels rocking over me, it'll be for me, looking out for me. Now tell me, how good it be?
No, never give up.
Trying to find a dial tone. Looking for some healing, not a fake feeling. Tell me, do you feel me? I didn't know who to call, no friends at all. Till I heard a voice in my head. Said, keep pressing on. And keep striving, striving on.
When I see that his angels rocking over me.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. What a beautiful song. We actually have a caller on the line, so I want to see what this caller is singing about on this. So let me go in. Welcome, caller. You're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. You're on the air?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what is your thoughts on tonight's topic? We have the topic, America Then, America Now, the blaming. Who do you think the blame should be on this moment, this state of America?
Well, my opinion on the situation is you made a comment on that they're trying to put so much on President Obama. But and you said that it goes back to the Bushes. But it goes past beyond the Bushes, goes all the way back to the Reagans. I mean, the Republicans have had our government, our federal government, screwed up for so many years. It's piled up under so much muck and mire that they can't expect President Obama to remedy the situation that's been the way it is for years. And that was done by Republicans. And they expect him to get this done in one or two terms. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. There's no way and no how. And it goes to show you how far we haven't come. Everybody's talking about we've come a great ways. Well, and to some points, we've come a great ways when it comes to racism, when your own country don't give the president of the United States the respect that he deserves and gives him the credit that he deserves. And that's a sad situation.
Is I think that you know that I believe that they spend too much time focusing on things like race and being mad that, you know, that history was broken. And with all that time, I'm sorry, there's an echo. Give me a minute. Let me try to adjust my mic here a little bit. Okay. going to try to adjust my mic.
Okay.
Okay, is it better now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot better.
They take their time focusing on things that absolutely should not have a place in this. More of that personal conviction, personal belief.
And so it looks like the baby could your ears.
I'm sorry, I'm near a helicopter pad and it's just coming back in. So, yeah,
okay.
Excuse me.
I believe that the way that it works, a business needs to put into a business in order to retreat for business. You know, so if they're taking all of our business's opportunity in the midst and outsourcing, we're not going to be able to replenish our own soil.
Well, who's going to the store?
Our own soil, okay?
Right.
With everything, with that happening, we're not being able to help ourselves. On the other hand, there's been so much time with this inter-party thing of sitting battle that we're not going to be able to get...
Magic is bad.
Not magic. So I was just wondering what you thought.
No, she said to Dan.
Well,
it's not even wireless, it's with you.
Well, like I said, it's really crazy. It's really crazy. And they can't expect man to make any repairs to what's been done for years. And they make this mess. I say that let's let him get in there and see, and let's have him make himself look like a fool. But what it is that President Obama is a lot more of an intelligent man than what they realize, and it's kicking them in the behind. And this is just my opinion. You could tell by some of the reactions of some of these other elected officials in government, how they react to them. You see the expressions on their face when you see when he holds conferences, news conferences. You can see the looks on their faces. It's deplorable, really.
It is. It really is. And things that I was saying today is that technically Congress has the power to make the decisions on, you know, how we spend money, how we and the resources that we have. So on the other hand, if the Republicans want to break up the bank and put it on the Democrats, they own debt for 20 months and longer. I mean, just recently that the Democrats actually vote power in the House. So my question is, you know, when does the blame game stop and the actions actually happen? And the more that Obama tried to, the more that they push something new. Now, you talk about somebody used to be the queen person, the maid of a situation, and they've cleaned it. So now they quit, or they were taken off their job, and they left them. And you have a brand new person coming who doesn't know anything about, you know, the mess that needs to be cleaned up. But they learn, they got to deal with in front of them, plus what was already there, plus what was accumulated, plus what was dictated a certain way by a certain person. And they did this for many years, and this person just coming in and only has 4 hours to do it, 4 years to do it. You know, about 12 years that Obama's first term was given, he came in. And now that second year, which all the new stuff that took place from that oil rig blowing up to all the natural disasters that we've had, that set back in anybody's time, it doesn't matter who it is. That was one of the things that I was bringing up. I'm getting feedback that my mic is breaking up again. Can you call? Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, I think you're breaking up. Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I think I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, but you're breaking up a bit.
Okay, come on. Feel better?
Say again.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Like I was saying, you know, he was brought in into a mess. He was brought in into a mess that he expected to clean up. That was a 12-year mess in 4 years. Now we're passing the blame again, and nobody's actually stopping the blame and actually, you know, taking action. So it's not in America. Not in America get any better. So we actually have another caller coming in. We do appreciate your input and your time.
Yes.
Okay.
I appreciate allowing me to voice my opinion, but I'd like to say just one last thing. America, wake up. And the Republicans within the federal government, you need to start working with this man because he is one of the best presidents that we have seen in our lifetime in a long time.
Yes,
and
indeed.
I'd like to say that God bless America and God bless President Obama and his family.
Thank you for calling in, and thanks for your input, okay?
All right. You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Caller, you're on the air. Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, are you there? Can you hear me? Okay, hang on, okay?
Hello?
Can you see? Okay, hang on, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, let me go back to break. Thank you for hanging on with us a little bit. We're going to get this together, okay? I'm going to play Marcus with Candy. You guys have heard of that before, you're amazing. Okay? Be back in three.
It's a candy, candy. Yeah. Oh. Walk around nice. Yeah.
Look up in the spot, I got my shine on. Team on a block, we get that grind on. Girls only with that green, so I treat them like I watch, I don't wear, cause I ain't got time for them. I got love for my fans, so beat it up, she got me bushing shots like Rambo. Riding nonstop, without handles. Six shift, no automatic, on manual. My team, you know I gotta ride for. Every truck I do, I cup a G4. Ross crazy, cream on. About to blow up, boom, C4. I'm on a roll, I can't stop it. Swagger on a mill, yo, she's on top of. You mad cause she chose me. And she tastes just like
candy, candy. Yeah. Oh. Look real nice. Wax up tight.
Candy, candy.
Giving me a heart attack. It's the time of life. My name
Stay on the beat.
Welcome back, everybody.
Okay, we're still going through our little troubles here again, so wouldn't be surprised if it was the FBI. Okay, we are speaking tonight about America Then, America Now, the blame game. We are speaking to those of you that just tuned in about the state of America and who exactly should be responsible for where our country's deficit is in. Okay, there is speculation that it's the Democrats' fault with President Obama, and we're talking also about the Democrats putting it on the Republicans. Okay, the House of Representatives have been a majority of Republicans for many years. It's just recently that the power shifted, and the Democrats have had control. But the Congress is the one that offers the authority to spend. On the other hand, under the leadership of all of our presidents, if all we're doing is taking away our ability to regenerate our own resources and rebuild our own economy by outsourcing to other places, how can we allow ourselves enough power to generate back money into the country? Okay, so that we could pay our own taxes and have the deficit be built up, pay our bills, and still serve our country. Now, I do have another caller. The caller called back, so I'm going to try to reconnect once again. Okay, give me 1 second. Caller, are you on the air? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I do. Do you hear me?
Okay. Do apologize for our glitch. I don't know what's going on, but, you know, cyberspace and stuff. Tell us your name and who you are.
Well, my name is Elaine, and I am Lady Diamond.
Welcome, Mama.
Welcome. Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm already letting our listeners know that we have preempted your normal movie review tonight because this topic is pretty important, and you do have a lot of views on it. So fill in your opinion, okay, and let the listeners know what you think.
Well, have you seen my Facebook lately, that what's happened to me, huh?
Yes, I have.
And I find it, on Facebook, everybody has an opportunity to voice their opinion, you know, about how they feel and everything like that. So our Obama bachelors and others, you know, like me, I don't bash Obama for any type of reason. I don't even see a reason why I should bash him. In my opinion, I just see that we voted him in and he's just being used as, I hate to say it, as a dummy. You know, it's just someone that everybody wants to put a blame on. We actually don't want to look back and see, okay, what has actually happened to make it this far? It didn't take Obama 4 years to destroy the United States, which is ridiculous. It took a lot longer than that, and it wasn't Obama's fault. When this whole thing happened, who was in the office yet? The whole United States was already going to corrupt when Bush was in the office, and probably a little bit before that. You know, so, that's what most people do not, they fail to actually look at it and say, oh, okay, it's not exactly Obama's fault. Yeah, we're not actually going up in the economy, but still, we're not even going down either. We have been the same for so long already. And that's what people fail to realize a lot.
Yes, I absolutely agree. I'm sorry, there's a little bit of delay in the mic here.
Mm-hmm. I hear that.
I did see the exchange between you and the person that had an opinion about the matter. And actually, that's one of the things that prompted tonight's topic. Now, mm-hmm. One of the things that I will say is Obama has been a superb president, considering what he was given, considering his history, that there really is none that affects America. I believe that he has done a superb job. I think that a lot of the issues with the lower income class people have been able to benefit from his arrival. I think that's not the problem with the previous leaders. And I think they focus more on that and on being angry with him for doing things that they have overlooked for years. You know, most of the things that have been cut is things that can actually help America thrive. We've been going through the health insurance problem. We've been going through jobs being at a major loss, even though now they're saying that there's a spike now in employment. You know, they want to cut out assistance programs, but they're not offering an alternative. I remember when there was a time when even housing grants were being cut off and not existent. You know, we have a country that is able to do certain things, and we have hunger, we have homelessness, we have joblessness, we have veterans going to war and not coming home to anything. I'm trying to figure out, like, exactly where are any of these leaders thinking about how to fix that problem before they go sticking their nose in foreign soil. And then want to blame everybody when things get so bad. No, that's not the deal. I think that Obama has done a remarkable job. And I think that he's been given a bowl of sour grapes to deal with. But he's been doing it with grace and charm. But still, the problem remains that we're in a hell of a debt right now. And if we don't have a way to bring it back, it's like a person being in credit debt, but they're being denied a way to go and make the money to pay back the debt.
That's right.
To pay back the debt. And yes, the Bushes and Reagan administration and the Reagan administration were in charge for a lot longer than Obama. And this has nothing to do with whether, you know, I'm voting Democrat or I'm voting Republican. This has to do with the state of leadership and the issues at hand. And everybody is hopping and cheerleading for their party, and nobody's looking at the fact that whether you're a Republican president or you're a Democratic president, the fact remains that there's a problem that's not being addressed. And no one's leading it. And one person's trying and keeps getting kicked. For a reason that has absolutely nothing to do with the issues on the table, even though they're masking it as such. And yet, the problem has stemmed from long before even you and I were born or were able to vote, if we'll be a little more fair with that.
Mm-hmm.
And while they're all pointing the fingers, explain why is it that from going back to as far back as the Persian Gulf War, it was more like, you know, Bush Sr. was embarrassed, so they made sure that Bush Sr. got involved. When they went over to the Afghanistan to go and fight, they were talking about it was all about Osama bin Laden for the 9/11 war. But yet, what they wind up coming back with was killing Saddam Hussein and making George H. Bush look pretty good. And the thing is, America, y'all have to wake up. We are a first world, technologically advanced country, and yet and still, we've been outsmarted by somebody that was in a cave playing with rocks on dirt soil in a third world country. He managed to take out more than 3,000 people plus the victims that were families of those victims. You know, caused us to have an inter-country fighting because now paranoia has been heightened and no longer are American citizens American if they don't wear a certain thing or they come from a certain land. So this is a really sad situation, and meanwhile everybody's still pointing fingers. And it's almost like we're in a kindergarten sandbox war. You did it. No, you did it. No, you did it. No, you did it. No, you did it. It was mine first. It's mine now. America, we're in trouble.
See,
and we're voting leaders in. And
Katie,
you're saying?
Katie, I mean, this is what I really don't understand. I mean, everybody just wants to point a finger at someone. Instead of looking back at what has happened before Obama came in, within those 8 years, they automatically just want to point the finger at someone. I mean, all right, when Mitt Romney was running, obviously we knew he was not going to win. We knew. We knew he was not going to take the presidency. We just knew ahead of time, right? We knew that Obama was going to take it. Then when the next runner-up came in, still, we knew that Obama was going to take it again. Why? It's because this economy is so horrible. We've been bankrupt a lot longer than 8 years. You know, we've been bankrupt for a very long time. They just want to point the finger at someone, so they just chose Obama as like a dummy, and it's ridiculous. He is an intelligent man. He has a wife that he is super intelligent, and still, they're being treated as if they're nothing. They get ignored. Whenever the ceremony that needs to be passed, it is important to all of us, it gets vetoed a lot. Then when the law does pass, it's kind of something that he doesn't even want to pass, but it's just to make the Congress happy along as well, you know, which is not fair. So, and that's what people, they forget. They say, okay, it's not always the president. You know, we have to look back at our Congress people too. And we're the ones who elected our Congress people as well. They're the ones who represent us. And so anything that passes by, yes, the president will look at it. He throws it back down to them. Then they throw it back. It's like a tennis court. It's a back and forth game. And everybody fails to realize that, you know, it's not only his decision. It's also Congress's decision.
Absolutely. And as I've mentioned before, the Republicans had the majority seat for quite some time. But there was a shift in history. You know, now all of a sudden, everybody can go, oh, we'll blame the Democrats. Or we'll blame the new president. The new president came into an old mess. And frankly, his vision when he walked in was to tackle the things that we've been either keeping under the ground and under the carpet and grumbling about. And as long as it didn't affect something immediately, we can let it go for a while. We can talk about something else that seems a little more hot on the hot seat right now. But you're absolutely right. It isn't fair, and Congress does have the final say. The president is a fixture, but he's a fixture underneath a superior. So you're absolutely right, and everything that I've been hearing from you and seeing your posts on, I agree with. Now, we do have another caller coming in, and we have about 12 minutes left on this part of the segment. Elaine, I want to thank you very much, Lady Diamond. You have definitely gave a colorful insight, and definitely
no problem.
Intriguing. Okay,
well, keep listening. I just don't know what, you know, hits up my status like it did before. And I thought it was ridiculous. I have every right to voice my opinion. They don't like it, they should look the other way. That was it.
Well, they do have this show to call in and say what they need to say, if that's the case. But, you know, we need to stop fighting amongst ourselves and fight what the problem is. We need to stop, you know, finger-pointing and start finger-writing down on what we're going to do. You know, and we have to stop giving away the things that can be solutions in our own soil to other people. You know, half of our technology, our warfare, everything that we have created here or we've been able to advance here, we've given away to them, and in turn, it backfires on our country. And it's a really sad thing. So I agree with everything that you have to say. And I want to thank you again for calling in, for preempting your segment, to include yourself in this, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next voice you're going to hear is our own Monster Miles with his take on tonight's topic. Okay? Just give us about 3 minutes and he'll be on to take the mic, okay? Thanks.
What do I say?
What do I say?
When the tears just won't stop.
When the tears won't stop.
Seems like I'm climbing a mountain.
Climbing
on
sorrow.
It feels like
sorrow. And it feels like the time.
When all I've leaned on.
When all I've leaned on.
Catches me by surprise.
Catches me by surprise.
Tell me, where's the refuge?
Where's the refuge?
Where's the
People, this is Monster Miles. I respect Katie for choosing this topic because it's one of the biggest controversies that will go on from generation to generation. I still remember when I was too young to vote and George Bush won sadly. And I remember all 9/11. We didn't even, we're still in war now for no reason. That's how I'm seeing it. But at the same time, talking about last year's election, we had a choice between between Obama going into presidency again or having Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney, yes, he won the first debate, if people actually watched it. But as you looked at the rest of the debates, Obama came to play and win those debates. But before we elected Obama into office the first time, Congress, Senate, all of the voters had a choice between having a lady president or a black man as a president. And we already knew that the Congress was not going to have that much control over Hillary Clinton just because of who her husband is. And she was already doing big things when Bill Clinton was president. So they did not want to have the same issue now that they were having back then. So they felt if they had Obama as president, they could have more control over what he did. And they actually do, sadly, because every law he tries to push and wants to help the poor, it gets rejected. But they're going back and forth over it. Or he has to change it and go by what they want in it. That's not fair. Because of the fact Obama has a choice between being an angry black man or just being a regular civilized person, and I know it's hard for him because of the fact people feel either he's not black enough or he's just not doing his job. He's doing his job perfectly. It's just the fact I feel Congress is not letting him do his job the way he wants to do it. Yes, Congress, Senate, and the president have to all agree on one law. At the same time, you got to look at it like this. The president should override all of that. He should be able to come out with at least one law, have no issues. George Bush did not have any issues with any law he wanted to pass. Did he? No. We had no laws passed because of Bush. And yeah, I'm only 20, and I still remember all of that's why we're still affected now. Yes. We had a surplus when Clinton left. Yes, Bush spent the majority on the war. Honestly, that's how Republicans think. They think on the defensive side instead of helping people out and look at the education system first. They don't focus on the people. They focus on the defense because they feel like war is the most important thing in the world right now. They feel like we should prove our army is strong enough to face any army in the world, which isn't right because our education system is lacking. A lot of lacking actual school instead of focusing on assessment. Colleges are getting affected now. What's next? Obama's trying his best for us. I admit, yes, I respect the man to the fullest. I voted for him, no win. But he's not getting a chance to put his all into it. He's one of the greatest presidents of my generation. I'm proud of him. I'm alive and was able to vote for the first black president. The only person I say who's better than him was Clinton. Even though scandals happened, all that, we all know that what happened with that. But Clinton was another great president. But we're facing a huge deficit. And who's really to blame for it? That's the real question. And honestly, it's Bush. Well, Mike, it's Bush. But at the same time, Congress is doing nothing to bring the deficit down. We've been trying to bring it down, but no, they're just pushing it on us. They're going to raise taxes soon. So many programs that help support are going to go away. Why? Because they're not going to let Obama do his job. They're trying to control him more than anything, and that's what they want. They wanted someone they could control like a little puppet. I know it's not wrong, but you look at it, it's a fact. I'm hoping my generation will have the next president soon. Hopefully, he could do a better job. And our mayor's not doing a better job anyway, because I'm hearing the next mayor is facing a $7.8 billion deficit. Where are we going to get money from? Raising taxes, cutting education, raising tuition for colleges. This is the reason why a lot of people, or a lot of high school kids who are graduating now, are afraid to go into college because of the deficit, because of this economy. It's not looking right for us. That's why they're willing to work more now than go for education, because this economy is teaching us money is more important than education. If they could change that, that would be great for the next generation. Let them have a chance of survival. Let them know money isn't always everything. Well, I love discussing this with you guys. Thank you for tuning in. You know, Mark the Mile Value Sports, when we have this important topic. I'm glad I got this, got to be a part of it. Thank you. It was a good night for me.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Cornette. This is a really important topic tonight, and I'm thankful for all of you that have been. The next segment that you will hear will be from DJ Dornbrecker, who is doing a special mix tonight. It's called Battle of the Baby Album and A Tribe Called Quest versus Master Ace. I think DJ Dornbrecker for his contribution to tonight. It's not his usual segment night. And it is his usual segment night, but last night he did a special segment, so I'm appreciating that he did another one today. So just give us a few seconds to tune in. The next segment that you will hear will be the gracing bonus of DJ Dornbrecker.
On the Edge, real talk about real issues. Thank you.
open up the book, read it, turn the page, see what it says, read it to me, will you please? Because of the way you act, standing on the corner, selling jumbo, stealing your friends and also your foes. What's the matter with your boy? Your big galoot, your nincompoop. What's wrong with you? You can't compute. Don't bitch your lips to tell me you can. Standing on the bully, playing, pushing man. What you got to do with yourself? Can't you be somebody else? Look at you, describe to a team. You're a fool of many in society. I know some more, I shall go on. And continue in the song. Boop, the girl I talked to, she's sort of neurotic. Her crazy ex-boyfriend is really psychotic. There's a girl by threatening her life. The girl, you're dead if you're not my wife. Pizza in public, pizza in private. Slide it round me, almost a riot. Said forget him, don't you know he's a loser? Who will love a woman, turn around and abuse her? Only a fool as described by the tribe. Here's another one who's on the fool vibe. Gonna make it short, gonna make it quick. But this situation makes me sick. See your brother man with a female. Crazy ego, try to show him. Prevail in any situation, lady likes thrown aside. Emotions run free, nothing he will hide. Well, I remember one sunny day, took my cousin to the park so we could play. All the way, a couple resembled the one I just described, everything assembled. Another young man walked in their direction, bumped him a bit, excused his imperfection. But the man with the lady grabbed the other by the neck, demanded an apology and also respect. The young man aggravated, grabbed him back and smacked him. The girl just laughed and laughed and laughed at him. He felt ashamed for what he had done and looked like a fool to everyone. These are three stories from the naked city. Reality is sometimes a ditty. Like Rob Dylan from the Twilight Zone. Earth to your brain. Is anyone home? I see you there. Try to make amends. Try to make some friends. But now my story ends. On the note that I just wrote. Stay afloat on the reality boat. Slow down and think and take it cool. And try to avoid the description of them.
Yeah, right, Jay.
Oh, what's up? You think I'm joking? Just because
cause I'm broken. I came here by a token. Yeah, I sleep and keep snoozing. Give me a week and her binge will see me cruising. I'll be like, yeah, what up, yo?
Yo,
wanna listen to Three Train?
Yeah, man.
No, just call a cab to come and get ya, cause I'm too damn fly to be seen with ya. I'll be chilling, living like the most guy. I'm looking fly, cause I know how to post time. I'll be posting high.
Hey, yo, Stan, look at Ace over there trying to kick it to that girl.
No, man, she got the cheese.
Yeah, he on a Romeo tip, but he got the kiss.
Let's see what he gonna do, y'all.
Yeah, let's peep it.
Ah, Master Ace, and how are you? Enjoy the party? Where are you? I am too. So what's your name? That's kind of different, I must say. Hard to spell, I trust. Hey, is that a diamond in your gold front? Shoot, so that custom-made Gucci suit. Cost a lot? Damn, that's kind of steep. Oh, yo, I think you got a beat. The payphone is right. Oh, you got a car phone? Go right ahead, I'll be at the bar alone. Hurry back, okay? Hurry back. Cause as I look around, these other girls are very whack. Damn! Hey, yo, what's taking her so long? I wanted us to dance. They just put on my song.
Yo, Ace, there she is.
Hey, yo, who's that she's with?
That's Merlin. He tries to Sterling. It's kind of swift.
Oh, it's like that? Well, go ahead, Miss Fly. I see how you're living. You're living on the high. Oh. Yo, she's posting high. She's posting high. Alright, alright, maybe you were right. I need to stay down off the post because the height might make me light in the head. So instead, I'll stay down on the ground where they frown because they're fed. Because they want to live a life with glamour. They hope and hope and hope, but like a hammer, reality shatters every single hope. So what they do? Simply try to cope. But who can be happy living in the state of poverty, watching the next man live greater? All he ever does is wish for a chance, wishing he could buy the suits and the silk pants. And all she ever does is pray that one day she'll have a full-length man. But hey, they want something for nothing. You gotta work, jerk, it's not that tough, then. Rise up, rise up, and then you can size up to the fly and wear the clothes of those that post high. Posting high. Post high, but keep a level mind. Post high, but never live blind. Post high, but never make that the most important whisker on your cat. Post high, but never put the next man down. Post high, and keep your feet on the ground.
Lock to the roll with the hand down. Get the low down. Rhythm showdown.
The simple explanation is nada. Make it hotter, thanks to nada. If you wanna hear what I'm saying, clean your ears and just come on and groove.
About yourself, the central wealth of our people is mental health. And good things come in due time. And through rhyme, watches a few climb straight to the top, nonstop, just to get a great big piece of the pie. This is a letter to the better. A letter to the better. Read it.
Brother, brother, Lucy and you like no other. Listen very close, cause I don't like the boast. Instead I tell the tale of the French who prevailed over the Mr. Crazy Rabbits who were always on his tail. Rent ain't on sale, your roomie starts to wail. Get caught with stolen goods, then you will go to jail. If you go to jail, then who will pay the bail? To put you back to France on a ship with a sail. Escargo, Lucy and you, snails.
Hey, just tip, what's wrong with snails?
From the Zulu nation, from a town called Paris,
yeah.
Came to America to find liberty.
Uh-huh.
Instead of finding pleasure or your family's misery,
mm-hmm.
Well, listen, Lucy, and you have a friend in me.
What?
Oh, luck will drive your butt batty.
Yeah.
Next time you fix some wheels, make it a caddy. In terms of doing good, I know you wish you really could. But listen, brother man, I really think you can succeed with the breed of the brothers who you back.
Yeah.
It's the creme de la creme, and you can vouch for that. It'll take a minute, right? So take my advice. Trust in us, but you trust in your life. Lucy and you should know. Are you ready, Lou? This one is for you. Coming from a true blue, fits like a shoe. Come on, start to stare, or come on, tell him, boo. Lucien, I'll leave it up to you.
Voulez-vous, rendez-vous, coucou, les poupous.
Watch that last, gonna backlash fast. Can you get a grip on the crackhead dip? So do a paper bag, guess he saw you coming. VCR from a neck bone bumming. $10, brother, he was humming and strumming. Only had 20, he was living like a slumming. Gave him the money, well, I thought that was something. Looking like a kid who was lost in crumming. Don't worry about a thing, I won't get specific. This is a song that is long and prolific. Think of the stuff that I said if you can. Figure it out, compute, understand. No problemo, I'll help you with your demo. If you go to the store for me, Lucien, I'm just kidding, you should know. You gotta get a grip on the missions you be taking. Not so much the mission, but you got crazy ignition. Sure the sugar babies wanna give you a chance with the friends that are fair and the sexy glance. But is she really fly, or is she a guy? I won't ask why, cause I know that you try. You try too hard, is that the answer to the riddle? Instead of doing so much, why don't you do just a little? Boy, what a cat, I guess we shouldn't treat him bad. In fact, it would be nice if we understood him right. A case of position and the feet in the shoes. Sympathetic reason in the case of the blues. Lucien is blue, even though he's really brown. I had to make the sound, his life is too profound. On the up and up, he's something like a little pup. Young and naive, it's hard to believe. As long as you're strong, you can quest with the questers. Jolly like a jumping bean or a jester. Lucien, Lucy, and you should know.
I got you.
with too many materialistic things, but I got to live the life enjoyed by the law-abiding black king. I got to motivate others to achieve and become part of this elite group, and that's really what the struggle for equality is all about, truth. I got to understand the pain and strife of the next man, so I got to avoid flaunting, showing off, and high-posting if I can. I got to make sure action is understood completely by all followers. I got to convert the color of your shirt from blue to white collar. I got to close my eyes, ball up my fists, and thank God for the freedom of speech. Then I got to use my knowledge of the English language to write songs and teach. I got to. Yeah, I got to. I got to. Yeah, I got to. I want to say peace to DJ Mr. Stooge.
As we start trudging, me and my brothers, we be looking and be bugging. Vehicles of life, they be rolling and be merging. Searching for the versions of life, let me shoving at the door that's cracked. The valleys of time are always on my feet, at least the beat will combine. The calluses and horns with a funky bass line. We won't need underdog for a nigga shoe shine on the shoes that's cracked. But can I get a level on the bass and on the treble? Putting up and down like a UNLV rebel. The amphitheater music's where we really dig acoustics. Can't be too much tracking, not too much tracking. You must contain the neck, at least to dip your hips in back. Your feet will be infected, so at least realize the fact. The rhythms are inserted and the nerves can be converted. This ain't rock and roll, cause the rap is in control. If you're a megastar, will you buy you a car? I'd rather go get footing, for prints I will be putting. All over the earth, we can get there first. Now that we are in it, footprints will be imprinted. So if you recognize them, you can try to size them. They're probably the ones with the size time flying. All over the field, you won't have to yield. If you want protection, you can hop behind a shield.
And this music's all the time. on the gallons if you really need to rock. Look, we walk while we talk as we stomp through the block. Hand in hand, cross the land as Muhammad crossed the fade. It's a tribe who meanders, precious like a jade. It's the art, fear art, minds around the place upon. The mind will unwind, it will soar through beyond. Catch the track, track by track, get a map to track a trail. You will find yourself behind, for our map does not prevail. Season level seeking as the rhythm keeps switching. A quest for yes, a quest inside the jam, I will keep switching. The point on yes to put because it's closer, yes, so far. The liveliness is mean as we scoot across the star. We are bulging, I'm indulging in a rat-a-tat-tat. Explanation for the liners as the rhythm is back. Keep it wide, wide, and deep. You can dig it in the truth, but dig it in the grammar because the footprint down. Keep us from doing a thing as we start swinging. Traveling is bringing joy inside the domes as we hit the road to Rome. A chair is not a chair, a house is not a home. Because my skin is brown, yo, I'm gonna do the town. Rub it in the face and run my feet all through the place. When you get your finger on the music, it'll linger. Sing a song of sixpence, sing it like a singer. A newbie and a newbie and a proud one that remember me. The brother who said black is black. You can come while we flex. I don't play, I don't jest. Get emotions on your chest. We are black, you've been blessed. Making moves, making motions. Flowing like an ocean. The walking will continue. We know that we will bring you the times that you have waited. Long anticipated. Be gone, but not for long, cause the feet will stay strong. I am the man. AKA Master 8. I'm here to reach the
to you. The only way that I can do that is to teach the truth. So I do. Some used to diss and dismiss this, but then many of those form my group to understand the mission of the music man. I know the time, plus a clock don't, so I'm grand. But I'm not a father. No, I'm more like the sun, shining down on every single one. So run, run and tell them all. Yelling from a wall. The music man will never fall or fail. Rap tips the scale to get you hot, and I wear cotton. I don't fail or pick, but I like to kick. Rap, hat, you have none. So quick, gather round. Here's the sound of the man, cause I can. Yes, you know I can, yes I can. Satisfy with the fly. Display, dismay, dismay. But I am the music man. Yeah, I'm the music man.
I'm the music man.
You're listening to On the Edge.
And in the words of our legendary wrestler, Ric Flair, woo! Okay. DJ Domebreaker, you did your thing. Thank you very much. Okay. All night, I have been watching my caller switchboard light up with my Flintstones. So, let me shout them out real quick. LaShonda Mosley. Mo Mosley, Mo Sports Mouse, Sean Banks, Alvin R. Bradley, Brad Wright, all of my peoples out there, Mike Baines, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being my friends. Thank you for sticking it out with us. Appreciate you big time. Okay. Tonight's topic, for those of you that's tuning in, is about America then, America now, who's to blame? Okay. We were discussing the state of the economy at this moment, and we were discussing how pretty much everyone is pointing fingers and nobody's really tackling the problem. You may be a Democrat, you may be a liberal, you may be an independent conservative, you might be a Democrat, but the bottom line is Congress has the power to make the choices to do spending. Okay, but on the other hand, you can't blame Obama coming in 8 years trying to clean up an 18-year mess, okay? Being a little exaggerant on the 18 years, but you know what I mean. 12 to 14 years going back as far as the Reagan administration, we've had problems. And if everybody spent less time trying to tweak up the war defense and worrying about race and worrying about history being changed or, you know, grasping they're onto their rich luxuries, we would understand that the reason why we're so stuck in certain things is because we're ignoring our in-home backyard problems, and we're trying to go show ourselves off on foreign soil. We are in dire need here, because before we can be a good team out there, we have to be a great individual country here. And we are rapidly diminishing what makes America great. If we are able to replenish our own resources and our own finances by having striving and thriving businesses out here in America, taking the jobs away from your own people to outsource to other land definitely isn't a solution to the problem. It's not a solution to the problem. Obama, I think, is doing a superb job. That is my opinion. Obviously, the people who voted for him felt the same because he's in office twice. And I think everybody should lay off of him and start putting the blame where it belongs. Okay? Those of you that are out there that are trying to get a degree in something, don't make it just about getting a job. Make it about owning a business. That way you have even more say power in what happens out here. Okay? I have a caller coming in. And before we still have a little time left in the show, so I'm going to call this person in. And I would like to see what they have to say about this. So just give me a sec. Hi, caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, who's this?
This is Shonda Mosley.
Hi, Shonda. Oh, my God, what a surprise.
I am so glad. You know what? What you just said is what I wanted to say. It's not Obama's fault. Obama walked into a bunch of BS. So, therefore, he has to clean it up before everything can get straight. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So that's what I think. And when you were saying it, I'm like, well, she just said exactly what I wanted to say. He did not, you know, he wasn't the cause of all of this stuff. This stuff was before he even was elected.
Absolutely.
So, therefore, he got to clean up some stuff before you can even see what's really going on. That's what
exactly.
I want to say.
Exactly. It's like house cleaning. You know, you're doing spring cleaning, and you're not keeping up with what you could keep up, you know, in the process before it becomes a big mess. And now you have the big mess on top of it. But you
right.
can't blame the new person coming in because the old people had the responsibility to hand over the White House in an orderly fashion.
Right, and that's not right. You can't do that. Because when Bush was in here, we were so many trigger millions, trigger thousands, whatever you want to call it, in debt, and we might be still, you know, in debt. We can't clean that up in 4 and 8 years.
Not when it's a 20-year mess.
It's a lot of time.
It certainly does. And I was pointing out that part of the way we can you know, empower ourselves is to have our own thriving business as this country once had. It was built on capitalism and freedom to speak and freedom to practice cultures. And if we're getting all of this taken away from us on our own land, and we're outsourcing to China and India and all these places, and getting less quality, substandard products coming in, which when you have to clean up the bad products, you got to spend money to replace those.
Right, right.
You know, and we don't have our own power here.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's just, I can't even believe it. Because when he came into office, we was already in debt.
We were.
You know, so you can't blame Obama for basically nothing, if you ask me. You know,
Absolutely.
All he is do what he do and, you know, keep it moving. But you know what, one thing I do like, just kind of jump on another subject, I did like when Michelle Obama told the little heckler or whatever they call them that interrupted her when she was giving her speech. She told them, nah, it's what I don't do. Either you going to listen or you going to take the mic. You make. I love that. Did you hear that one?
You, right?
Yeah, I love that part. But it's not Obama's fault at all.
No.
We've been drowning from day one.
And with what you said with regard to Michelle Obama, okay, I have been running with this philosophy and belief since Obama took office. That he's not the one to play with. He ain't the one, son. You know, that type of thing. And you were saying? Shonda,
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said you were beginning to say.
About Michelle Obama?
Yes.
Yeah, it was some kind of heckler. She was giving some kind of speech, and this heckler was, like, annoying her. And she told this heckler, look, I don't do this. Either you're going to listen or you're going to take the mic. So y'all make a choice, basically. And they end up taking that heckler. I think they called it the lady a heckler. They end up taking her out of the wherever they was at. So I love that part. You know, I they keep it 100. I think, as far as Michelle and Obama, I think they keep it 100.
Yes, they do. And I think if politics wasn't such a smokescreen for nonsense sometimes, you know, we would get to, we would appreciate and cherish a true president, a true leader.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the problem. I think that's the problem. I think that